This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here with JB today, continuing the conversation. JB, I thought what we would do is maybe talk a little bit or hear a little bit from you, about the projects that you've been doing on the east side over the last few years, and maybe understanding, you know, if there's a connection between that and your music or how you see those things.
Okay. So I'm doing a couple of things. What I'm doing right this moment is I am helping to manage and operate the new redeveloped Douglas, which was Paige Woodson, and I guess they're calling it Paige Woodson. The actual development is called Paige Woodson in the apartments. And then it was at the old high school, and so they kept the auditorium, and so the auditorium is called the Auditorium at the Douglas. And so what I've been doing there is trying to be help operate it and manage it, but also my main focus is, you know, the community. So, like for instance, we had a preschool who they were having their preschool graduation. They were having like recreational center. And I was like, man, you know, in the middle of May, it's hot. I'm thinking, man, like, I'm like, nah, we gotta have it here. Like, we're gonna have your graduation here, and just things like that, you know, that kind of get overlooked, you know, and then because they can't afford to rent out an auditorium, you know what I'm saying? But they've had the best graduation they've ever had for their preschoolers. It's because, you know, they were able to have it there, you know what I mean? So things like that. We're working on a book drive for the community when school starts back. You know, just as many ways as we can, like, help utilize those facilities to benefit the community and enrich the community as much as we can, because there's a lot of needs, having a event space and auditorium can only go so far, you know, but we're going to stretch it as far as we can, you know, and we're also working on that. This August is the 60th anniversary of the sit-ins that Clara Lippert did during the Civil Rights Movement. And so working on events with that committee to, you know, have at the auditorium as well, you know, because, you know, like I know Clara Lippert is a huge part of the fabric of Oklahoma City, especially the east side. And, you know, a lot of what she did, you know, helped to, you know, build, you know, not only the east side, but the black community, you know what I'm saying? So it's important that we honor her and honor, you know, the legacy that she left behind, and do all we can to continue to educate people on, you know, Clara Lippert and people like her in Oklahoma City. So that's one thing. So just continue with the continuing programming at the auditorium at the Douglas, and that's just, you know, something I just wanted to do. You know, the other thing I'm doing is opening up restaurants over on 23rd Street, and one concept is going to be a poke concept, and the other one's going to be a pizza concept, and just try to more restaurant options and more dining options, because, you know, on the east side, we, you know, like my homie, he's a barber over there, and I'll give him $20 to cut my hair, but then, you know, when he goes to get gas, he's going over to the west side to get gas, or whenever he wants to go buy a sandwich, he has to go way across town to do it, you know what I'm saying? And, one way to help build the community is to continue to keep the money in the community, and I want to be a part of that, and I want to help, you know, our community grow and help show kids who are like me growing up that, you know, yeah, you can own something, yeah, you can, you know, own a business and, you know, use that business to help enrich the community. You know, I'm going to try and tie the local high schools in, you know what I'm saying, make sure that, you know, whenever we start hiring people, we hire kids from Douglas and hire kids from Millwood and Northeast. And, you know, whenever we want to do community outreaches, that our money goes back to those schools, you know what I'm saying? And things like that, that, you know, people have been doing for years. You know, I'm not like reinventing the wheel, but, you know, just trying to do my part and, you know, just, you know, trying to expand from just, like I said before, just being the rapper, you know, and just showing that, you know, that the community is very important and, you know, it's our duty to help, you know, the community grow and, you know, build it up.
Yeah, I really get that feeling that you're really connected with that part of the of the city. And when I'm sitting here thinking about, we were talking on the break when you were saying that, you know, that you're not, you know, just a musician or just someone who does these projects, but that you're a whole human being who you know, has family and all the things that you do, that you can't just, you know, look at one aspect of what you do and define you by that.
Yeah, and it's important, you know. I think that, you know, you know, I was just taught by, you know, my mom and the people who have, you know, helped mentor me that, you know, it's important to, you know, to give back and, you know, charity starts at home. And, you know, when it comes to Oklahoma City, my home is over there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I can't be, you know, trying to build up another side of town while my side, where I'm from, is, you know, struggling, because we've struggled for so long, you know, for so many years. You know, the east side has been, you know, overlooked and redlined and you know, deprived of many resources that so many other, you know, communities get and receive. And and, you know, banks didn't want to put money over there, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, because they didn't see any value in it. But now, you know, they see value in it, and it's, you know, it's not by probably any other reason than, you know, they want to gentrify. But I know that in order to I guess, you know, because gentrification is going to happen, and you know, I feel like no matter what, but I think that it's important for us, when I say us, I mean Black people, to continue to own, continue to buy, continue to you know, take care of what we have and not let it be taken, and you know, and it'll be something that, you know, we do ourselves, and somebody doesn't come in and do it for us. Now, we're in Oklahoma City, so you can't get anything done without white people. We know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, there's no way of getting around it, you know. A lot of decisions that have been made recently to help and help redevelop the east side wouldn't have been... probably wouldn't have gotten, a lot of the banks, you know, wouldn't have gotten or given if it weren't white people involved and white people asking for it. Now, what my position is, and what I want to do is make sure that, okay, they're wanting to redevelop. Now let's get some Black owners in there. You know what I'm saying? Get some people who are Black at the table and things like that. And we're doing that. You know what I'm saying? And you're not just going to do anything either. Like, you know, we need to be consulted. We need to be brought in on, you know, decisions that are being made, because, you know, whenever y'all leave and go back home, we gotta be buried there. You know what I'm saying? It's still ours, you know what I mean? So that's, I mean, like, you know, that's the main thing. And there's a lot of, you know, things that, you know, that go with it. I don't have all the answers, you know, so I might be listening and thinking, I don't know what I'm talking about, but, you know, I'm just doing what I feel like I'm supposed to do with what little I do have, you know what I'm saying, and what little opportunity I am given, and I'd be a fool to just, you know, to not, you know, do something.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's very obvious, it comes across, you know, that your heart, this is really, you know, your heart is really in this, that this is something that, and I was wondering too, maybe, not to put you on the spot, but I was wondering maybe some of the most formative lessons you learned growing up on the East Side, if there's anything you might be able to share as far as just any formative experiences or some of the most important lessons.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff that I learned, I really, not even just growing up on the East Side, I just learned from my mom because... man, like, I just couldn't imagine. I look at how I am now, you know, but my mom was a child, you know what I'm saying, with her kids, and she was a teenager and a child with her kids and living and, you know, and struggling and making it and doing what she had to do. And, you know, she never gave up. And she made sure that we always, you know, were taken care of, even if, you know, it meant, you know, her not having, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it meant, you know, her not eating that night, she made sure we did, you know. So everything I learned, you know, for the most part was just from, you know, watching her go through it and deal with it. And, you know, still to this day, like, I'm by far, like, you know, where I want to be, you know, where me and my family are just, you know, taken care of. Like, we still, you know what I'm saying, we still are, you know, living in the hood pretty much, you know what I'm saying? But all of us, you know, but, you know, I've been given opportunity, you know, to do some cool things in Oklahoma City, and I'm taking advantage of them, and I'm trying to use those opportunities to help, you know, get, you know, my family to a different place. And we're not there, but, you know, we're going to get there. So everything I've learned, I just learned from, you know, watching her, you know, live it and go through it and do it. So I don't have to do it, and I don't have to deal with it. Like, we were homeless, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't have anything, and we went without, and she pawned her jewelry and stuff like that. So I don't have to grow up and pawn my jewelry and, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I don't have to, you know, where I can, like I said, like I was talking about buying shoes before, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, you know, she went without, so that, you know, when I do, you know, get a job, I'm able to get a job and buy the shoes I want. You know what I'm saying? She went through all that stuff, so I don't have to go through that stuff. You know what I mean? So a lot of stuff I just learned from watching her and watching her deal with it and go through it. And, like, I think, like, you know, like I said, she was a, like, I started having my kids in my 20s, so, you know, I couldn't imagine, like, being a teenager and having, you know, having children. And it's hard, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I, even with, you know, where I'm at in the position I am, I have, you know, my children's mothers are awesome. So, I'm not on my own like my mom was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my children's moms pick up so much slack for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, so much slack. But my mom was, you know, was always on her. So yeah, everything I learned, I just learned from watching her deal with it and go through it. You know, it just happened to be on the East Side a lot of times when we was doing it. You know what I'm saying?
And then I was going to ask you too, this is just something that kind of came to me earlier today. I was thinking about, you know, I was thinking about talking with you, and I was wondering, you know, if JB of today could actually go back and talk to, you know, JB at 11, 10 years old or 11 years old.
11 years old.
Yeah, what he might say or what he would share, you know, with him.
I was just talking to my friend the day about, you know, just school and stuff. And one thing, you know, whenever I was in school, I was especially middle school, so like, you know, 11, 12, 13, and then on the high school, I took everything so serious. I took everything to heart. It's so serious, and I didn't realize that, you know, I was just be a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking about so much, and even just, you know, things going on in school to things going on at home, you know. So I would just tell myself, man, like, just be a kid right now, bro. Like, you know, these people, like, you know, they kids just like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things that to this day, I still get, you know, bitter about when I think, or I still, you know, feel some kind of way, or I can see somebody from when I was a kid from school and remember what they did to me, remember what they said to me or how they treated me. But, you know, if I back then I just remember, like, bro, like, y'all all just kids. And cause I see kids now because I work with kids, and I see them now, I'm thinking, man, like, that's so small. You're going to be, one day you're going to be, you know, 20-something, and it's not even going to matter. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just be a kid right now. Quit, you know, thinking about what somebody said and what somebody is doing or, you know, all that stuff, because it doesn't matter, man. Like, you got, like, there's so, man, I mean, like, just enjoy being a child right now. I would say that, and then I would tell my, my high school teenage self, man, like, always wear a condom. For real, man.
I hear you, man.
Because, you know, I love my children, but, you know, like, I wish, you know, I was in a better position to be there for them. Like I told you before, like, I remember, you know, my daughter's first Christmas, you know, I had to bounce out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just stuff like that, you know what I mean? And, man, like, you know, oh, like, wow. Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, it's, I appreciate that. I really do. It's been really enjoyed speaking with you, and I feel like I've learned a lot. And,
yeah.
And I really appreciate you being willing to, you know, to share some of yourself and to let us know, you know, to who you are as a human being. I really appreciate that, man.
No doubt.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
You bet. You betcha.